USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Many governors across the United States are disregarding or creatively interpreting White House guidelines and easing their state's lockdowns on letting businesses reopen, according to the Associated Press. The AP determined that 17 states do not appear to meet at least one of the key benchmarks set by the White House for loosening up, which is a 14-day downward trajectory in new cases or infection rates. And yet many of those states have begun to reopen or about to do so, including Alabama, Kentucky, Maine, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Utah. Because of the broad way in which the non-binding guidelines were written, other states, including Georgia, have technically managed to meet the criteria and reopened despite not seeing a steady decline in cases and deaths. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
More than 3 million more Americans are out of work, and USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Labor Department reporting that more than 3.1 million workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, a 500,000 fewer than the previous week. More than 33 million workers have lost their jobs over the past 7 weeks. The biggest increases in this latest report on claims in Washington, Georgia, and New York. Sharp decreases seen in California, Florida, and Connecticut.
Joe Biden is back on the campaign trail targeting the critical battleground state of Florida, but without actually leaving his home. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee is staying in his Delaware house amid efforts to slow the spread of the coronavirus, which has shut down most aspects of American lives, including the presidential campaign. He held a virtual roundtable with more than a dozen African-American leaders in Jacksonville. Later, Biden was holding an online rally with voters in Tampa, set to feature many of the fixtures of an in-person appearance. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Uber lost $2.9 billion in the first quarter as its overseas investments were hammered by the coronavirus pandemic, but the company is looking to its growing food delivery business as well as aggressive cost-cutting to ease the pain. The ride-hailing giant said it's offloading Jump, its bike and scooter business. Uber also said it's cutting 3,700 full-time workers, about 14% of its workforce, and Lyft said last month it would lay off about 982 people, or 17% of its workforce, because of plummeting demand. Revenue in the Eats meal delivery business grew 53%. A new match involving Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson involves a $10 million donation for COVID-19 relief efforts, along with plenty of bragging rights and a star-powered foursome May 24th in Medalist Golf Club. Turner Sports announced more details for the match Champions for Charity, a televised match between Woods and Peyton Manning against Mickelson and Tom Brady. Medalist is where Woods plays when he's at home. Manning and Brady say they both played there before, Manning running out of golf balls before reaching the 18th. Then Brady posting a 106. The format will be better ball for the front nine and a modified alternate shot on the back nine, meaning both players hit tee shots and take turns from there. Warner Media said the four players will collectively make a charitable donation of $10 million to benefit various relief efforts locally and nationally. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.